We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know what I remember about Gardner Webb?
What's that?
I was at spring training last year watching them beat Radford in the Big South Tournament Final, which underscores how pathetic I am when it comes to actually watching the Big South Tournament Final. But anyway, and then they played in the NCAA Tournament and were very competitive against Virginia. Remember how... In fact, I remember it. People were having a heyday tweeting about it on social media because Virginia had been beaten by UMBC in the first 16-1 upset the year before, and were down 14 to Gardner Webb early on in that game. Ended up winning by double digits, and then the rest was history. But you get the point. But anyway, Gardner Webb, pretty good team from a year ago, won 23-4 games, something like that?
23-12, yep.
23-12, all right, there you go.
I did not know that they are from Boiling Springs, North Carolina.
I didn't know about Boiling Springs. I knew they were from North Carolina, but not Boiling Springs.
Yeah. They have their two best players are gone from last year, their leading scorer and the Big South Conference Tournament MVP. They both graduated. They do return three starters, five of their top seven scorers. They were picked to finish second in the Big South after Radford. Greg Marshall's old team, Winthrop, is picked to finish third, by the way.
Winthrop just beat someone the other day that was pretty decent.
Wasn't it St. Mary's?
Yes, good call.
I think it was at St. Mary's, yeah.
I think you're right, yep.
This year, Gardner Webb hung around with North Carolina for quite a while, lost by 16. The big issue so far for Gardner Webb is scoring. They've scored 63, 59, and 61 so far this year, and they've been out-rebounded by 6 per game. As far as Wichita State's concerned, obviously they're coming off a school record tying 15 three-pointers. They shot 56.3% from the floor. They were plus 16 in rebounding and plus 9 in the turnover battle. Jamarius Burton had a career-high 18. He became the second Shocker in as many weeks after Dexter Dennis did it 2 weeks ago to land on the American Athletic Conference honor roll at 18-6 and 5 assists and no turnovers in 22 minutes against Tennessee Martin. And the team was plus 35 with Jamarius Burton.
Shane,
on the floor.
Where do you think this team will end up falling as where will their landing spot be as a shooting team? Because right now they're shooting just a shade under 40%, and that's coming off a 56% effort in their last game. So where is this group, in your estimation, going to fall? What kind of team is it going to be shooting the ball?
Let me think. I'm going to say 43%.
Okay, that's right. I think I probably would have guessed that. 43%.
It depends on their level of interest to pass up a decent shot to get a better one. And that's really what confounded Greg Marshall against Texas Southern, and that seemed like all of their shots were contested and forced and floaters and runners, and those just don't go in as often. I mean, it's not, you know, basketball shot selection is not rocket science. If you're open, you need to take the shot. The difference between Texas Southern and UT Martin, it's probably not as simple as that. But they did have cleaner looks. And once you make a couple, it's contagious. Just like against Texas Southern, once you miss a few, that gets contagious too, because you don't necessarily want to be the next guy to miss one, or, you know, you start short-arming it, and all those things psychologically that goes along with missing shots. That being said, though, You would assume that Dexter Dennis will continue to shoot well, that Eric Stevenson and Jamarius Burton have improved enough in their shooting that they won't shoot like they did last year. Trey Wade seems to be like a guy that can score easily, although his field goal percentage isn't what it probably will end up being. And Tyson Etienne and Grant Sherfield, two freshman guards, look like they're at least competent shooters. So I think 43% is within their realm, and anything above that would be gravy, assuming they continue to hang on to the ball and rebound like they have, and historically they have. I'll be interested to see what they shoot from three after being pretty dreadful for the most part last year. I think without looking, I think maybe they were 31%, something like that, from three-point range, which, you know, in this era of shooting 20, 22
be better
threes
than that.
In a game, you got to make more than 31%. So.
You do. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I know you don't have the luxury, nor does Greg have the luxury of putting the cart before the horse, but I do, because I can sit from afar and watch all of this unfold. Here's what I'm most interested in this week. Gardner Webb plays here. Then do you know who they play next? South Carolina.
South Carolina, that's right, yeah.
South Carolina. So there's a very interesting compare and contrast, if you are into such things, and it's interesting only because South Carolina really hasn't played anyone other than Wyoming. They beat Wyoming by 34 points. Now, Wyoming isn't great, but they play in a decent conference. They're certainly better than Cleveland State, which North South Carolina, you know, boat raced, or North Alabama, with all due respect, who actually has played them as close as anyone yet. But Gardner Webb plays South Carolina on Friday or Saturday, one of the two. And then, of course, Wichita State, after facing Oral Roberts this weekend at home, faces South Carolina down in, where are they playing?
Cancun.
In the Virgin Islands? Or the
Cancun.
Cancun. Cancun, that's right. So playing them down in Cancun, West Virginia barely got by a very nondescript team yesterday, or Northern Colorado yesterday at home, and have been somewhat unimpressive through the early part of the season. Northern Iowa is on the other side of that thing. So at the very least, that's kind of what I'm looking forward to now.
And after South Carolina, they play Tennessee Martin, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And that won't matter as much. I mean, who cares? You know, the Shockers have already played them. They're getting ready to play South Carolina. But, yeah, so that that goes down tonight. Shockers 3-0. Gardner Webb 0-3. And Wichita State's homestand continues. And Saturday they will play at the Roundhouse against Oral Roberts. So that'll wrap up 5-0 at home before the Cancun Challenge down at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Ballroom/Resort. All that good stuff.
And only because they haven't really played anyone. I think that I think the Shocks are like 62 right now in KenPom. I think they're 100 or thereabouts in the RPI, real-time RPI.
I mean, look at that.
But keep in mind
yet.
That Evansville was number one in that metric before losing last night to SMU.
By two. They almost did it
and
again.
SMU was shorthanded.
Yes.
They didn't have they didn't have a couple of guys that they were expecting to have. So, anyway, but interesting twists and turns. And then, of course, we've got one with East Tennessee State right up the road in Lawrence tonight with Steve Forbes and Zach Bush and that crew. And I saw that East Tennessee State is number two in the mid-major report right now. So, and that's something Wichita State used to dominate back in the day, and East Tennessee State is right there. So, I don't know how competitive East Tennessee State will be tonight. I mean, they're going to be out jocked, that's for sure. But will they be competitive?
They got 24 wins in each of the last four seasons. East Tennessee State does. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Bill Self is warning those that think this is a tune-up before they go to the Maui Invitational. He said it'll be as hard to play well against them as Duke. That's what KU's thinking about East Tennessee State. KU is favored by 15, so there will be some storms that the Buccaneers will have to weather, probably the first few minutes of each half, as per usual at Allen Fieldhouse. But
well, it's not like Steve Forbes won't know how to coach against Kansas. I mean, he'll have at least a fairly good understanding beyond what most coaches get out of film. I mean, here's a guy, he's been around motion. He's been around that. I mean, he's been around that offense and seen it, and he's prepared for it, coached against it. So, I mean, now everybody's plan changes when you get hit in the mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. Kansas probably wins this game and probably ends up winning it somewhat comfortably. But I just want to see if East Tennessee can be competitive in this game.
Three of the better players are upperclassmen.
Right.
Two seniors.
So they shouldn't be too overwhelmed by the moment.
Two seniors and a junior, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if they can hang around and make KU sweat it out. Speaking of Wichita State, the women go on the road. They will be at Louisiana Tech. That's tomorrow down at Conference USA in Ruston. Shocker women got their first win over the weekend as they beat Southern 69-63. So they're 1-2, and they go down to play the Lady Texters tomorrow before they come back home. And, oh, my gosh, without looking, Houston Baptist on Monday, I think.
Right, yeah.
Something like that, Sunday or Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The women getting closer and closer to conference play. Their first conference game, January 2nd at UConn.
Oh, that's a nice way to indoctrinate yourself.
Yeah, just jump into the deep end.
And this is the last, and UConn exits the league after this year,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so I kind of forgot about that. But And the UConn men have already, they lost to St. Joe's and then beat Florida.
How about that?
There's Danny Hurley for you. Not too up and down there. It's a good way to stay on an even keel, lose a team at home that you're supposed to beat, then go beat Florida. So that's the American so far. So, again, the Shockers tonight against Gardner-Webb. We'll have pregame for you on Wichita's Greatest Hits, 103.7 KEYN, 6 o'clock, the opening tap at 7. And then Oral Roberts coming up Saturday afternoon at 2. That'll wrap up the homestand. The Baseball Hall of Fame ballot, the 2020 Hall of Fame ballot is out. There's one no-brainer on there, and that's about it. We can talk about that, plus On This Day in Sports History when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.